If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Ah, man. Yeah, it's that most wonderful time of the year. Soon enough, everything is going to be exactly the way it's supposed to be. No heat, just enjoyable weather, and not to mention plenty of time for spooky month. Because the hell with summer, man. It's time to go ahead and bring in the fall. You know, if I got to deal with people talking about that damn pumpkin spice latte again. Anyways, welcome to the J-Man Show here on
J360 Radio!
Hey, how's it going, J360 Legion? What is happening? Welcome to the J-Man Show 346. I am your host, J-Man, of course, and let me just let y'all know, it is feeling really good around here lately. There's nothing on that damn heat index that's saying that I can't go outside at all and not feel like I melted a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Yeah, I know. I'm supposed to wait a few minutes before I can even drop those kind of, you know, retorts and stuff like that. But you know what? I have final say on my shows. So let me just say this, though. It is so good to be back here on the show that started it all here at J360 Radio and all. And, you know, oh, man. I'm just so happy that summer is over. Or at least dying down. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the perfect time for it to get out of here so that I can go ahead and start working on the Monster Fest and all. That is a damn necessity right now, you know, because I just want to go ahead and get started. I'm ready for Spooky Month. I'm ready for a lot of the movies that are going to be presented during the Monster Fest, and not to mention, like, some of the special features. By the way, we do have some good scary stories for you all. Oh, man, like, every show is involved in the Monster Fest, by the way, so you guys have a pretty good, you know, celebration on the way. But, however, though, I can't get so soaked up into the future without just taking a good look back at the past right off the bat. Now, see, this summer wasn't particularly my favorite, mostly because of that crazy-ass heat, but the summer always has heat, and you would think that people would know that how to maintain, how to work on bettering the earth a little bit so that we can have, like, some sort of protection against the sun outside of, like, sunblock and all that. Like, I totally get that, but it's like this. damn, you would think with all of those climate summit meetings and everything, we would actually take care of the planet we live on and try to replenish the ozone layer. I don't even think there is a layer anymore. I think it's probably like real, real thin patches of ozone, and it's just wild, you know? But hey, like, some people don't appeal to it. Some people actually believe in Elon Musk building a rocket to take everybody away to some far off planet that allegedly we can live on. People stupid. I'm sorry. I just can't. If there's any person to not believe on this planet, it's definitely Elon Musk. You see what I'm saying? Like, the man ain't been right since he came through Twitter with a damn sink in his hand. I mean, like, when you think about it and all, this stuff is just ridiculous, man. And even then, I'm grading him on a curve there, because if you think about, like, all the stuff about Tesla, PayPal, all the controversies that surround the man, yeah, he ain't in no position to really be talking shit. The only reason why he gets so much time like that is because of all of the money that surrounds. You know, I wish my family had a diamond mine and all, but, you know. And then not to mention, like, he low-key racist and all that stuff. But, hey, you can see all that stuff, like, right there in the mix about this man. But for a while there, I just don't see the appeal. I always have him in the category of Donald Trump and Jeff Bezos. One white man with too much money. You know, like, it's just about the way of looking at it, y'all. I call it on, like, as I see it, and thing is, I ain't too far off in my statements about things. But going back and getting into saying goodbye to summer, I mean, it was, other than that sort of situation, it was enjoyable. Like, I mean, Jamiversary alone was just kick-ass this year. Like, we managed to come together, rock out the whole month of June with the party of all parties, and just, We made such stellar markings and all, like, it was really cool. You know what I mean? If there was a time to end the jam show, that would have been it. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, like, wow, everybody just knocked it out of the park. That was just definitely one of the winning moments of summer. The movies, however, let's see, because I always like to look forward to the summer movies. Let it be known that Deadpool and Wolverine was definitely, I want to say, like, it's a tie between that and Alien Romulus. And I know some of y'all are groaning about Alien Romulus, but hell, some of y'all are groaning about Deadpool and Wolverine too, so shut the fuck up. The point is that, like, both of those movies were great. They were enjoyable. I mean, you can talk about the plot all you want to, but really, like, Deadpool movies are not strong on the plot. It's more of the character and the fun that surrounds that character. So, like, hey, I'm going to run with that one, you know what I'm saying? And then not to mention, you got Hugh Jackman, who said he was not going to come back as Wolverine after he was done with Logan. Come back as Wolverine for this film. And it made a lot of sense with what they were doing with the time. That one movie did so well with the whole multiverse thing than all of Phase 4. Okay, with the exception of Spider-Man No Way Home. You know what I mean? I will give you that. Like, that was some awesome stuff. I'm sure some of y'all were thinking I was going to say Godzilla, but Godzilla wasn't a summer movie this time around. Godzilla movie was, I don't think they ever really been, except for the one that was in 2014, right? Or no. I guess you could talk about the one in 2019, but no, that came out in May. So, I guess you could grade on a curve with that. But the latest ones have always came out around March, so those are more spring. See what I'm saying? So, but yeah, that was something. Or wait, when did Minus One come out? But that's not even this year. What the hell? So yeah, I'm just sitting here going through, like, some of the cool things that happened this year. Not to mention, like, going to a few of the parties that were taking place in real life, and not to mention, like, getting out there and enjoying myself, man. Like, I gotta say that those parts of summer were really good. And not to mention going to the park and stuff like that, but I had to carry a parasol, or I had to wear, like, an umbrella hat, because that sun was brutal, man. You know, if you think about it, like, the whole thing with Super Mario Brothers 3's, like, little sun that was flying around that's trying to kill you, and you're trying to dodge it at every sort of second that you can. Yeah, that was a very ugly part about summer 2024. And then not to mention all the price gouging and price surging that's been going on with a lot of these corporations, companies, and all that kind of stuff. That's just ugly, man. Like, I did not like that at all. But I got to say, though, the fact that we have made it to this point, at least I hope we all did, and we're not suffering from any sort of burns and stuff like that, and we're finally going to get that cool weather coming in. And hey, fly equals fly, damn it. Yeah, y'all knew this was coming. Y'all knew it was coming because I am ready for the damn Philadelphia Eagles to go ahead and get another Super Bowl when we need it, baby. It's time to do this stuff because, you know, it gets to that point where you don't want to be like the Bears and the Jets and you got that one trophy and you're just sitting there saying, hey, at least we're in the club. And it's like everybody else is like, no, we got our dynasties, man. We got more than one. I guess it's always a fluke. I guess you're about due. And it's like, no, we deserve that whole thing. And, you know, with Nick Foles retiring this year, well, he already retired, but he retired as a Philadelphia Eagle, and rightfully so, because that man had some accolades, and he made it, son. You know, like, a lot of people don't expect to win the Super Bowl with a backup quarterback, but we did it. And the thing is, like, he got the job done, and which is why I always look at people who diss Carson Wentz. It's like, remember how the season went, okay? Wentz led the way, and Foles finished the job, you know? But that's how you know real Eagles fans from those ones that come in whatever we're winning. Oh, yeah, I almost forgot. No, I didn't. I was going to mention it anyway. The Phillies were doing pretty damn good this summer, too, like, you know? But you can tell that things are starting to wind down, and we're getting to that latter part of the year because they're starting to do a lot of misses and sophomoric mistakes. And I'm like this. I'm like, look, get what you can get fixed. Try to get us through the rest of this season so that you guys can be in the World Series with hopefully the Baltimore Orioles, and that way we can have a Baltimore versus PA matchup just like we did earlier in the season, because to be perfectly honest with you, that was a cool matchup because both teams were on fire and it was like a toss-up between who's gonna win and stuff like that. Now I know a lot of my people up there in PA are probably like, oh, Baltimore, ew, and stuff like that. It's like, look, damn it, okay, I'm an Eagles fan, not a Yinzer, not anything dealing with the Steelers. Like, I give my kudos and respect to the Steelers. But here's my thing. I'm not on that side of the fence. Hell, I'm not even a Pirates fan. I damn sure ain't a Penguins fan. Philadelphia sports area is where J-Man is, all right? Which means one way or another, I don't have as much beef with Baltimore as you do. Letting you know how that works. I had some dude sending me messages about this. You know, we can't. Nobody that lives in PA has the rightful, you know, should ever really, support Baltimore. Motherfucker, have you even listened to my show? I said I live in Delaware. What the hell are you talking about? And before any of y'all even try to chime in on that, read a fucking map. I remember like some guy trying to say some stuff. He's like, you ain't been there for days. I'm like, well, I'm not going to talk about where I travel at and where I go to because you're some asshole on the internet. So, hey, whatever you say, I'm more local than you think. It's the funniest shit because it's like, people act like they know everything, but they know jack shit about stuff. And you can tell because of the way they try to have these outward explanations that don't make any sense. And it's like, you know, I at least been to Veterans Stadium. I at least been to the Philadelphia Sports Complex. And not only that, but I've also put in for internships to even be over there. So it's like, Philadelphia is my second home. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, one way or another, it's like when you think about it, people have need to understand like where somebody's telling you about like what they do. If that would be my second home, I would like to say that Baltimore probably be my third home. But it's one of those kind of things that you look into and you understand exactly where I'm coming from and stuff like that because where my state's located. But that's why we are a vacation spot and some of y'all are landlocked zones of fuckery. But anyway, It's not a weird flex, but you know what? Deep down, like, when I check y'all on shit, you deserve it. It's kind of like when you hear, like, somebody that ain't about, like, life advice and all that kind of stuff, but they're trying so hard to be deep now because they're, like, on a mental health journey. Which, by the way, if you are on a mental health journey, right, I am not trying to diss you. But there are a bunch of charlatans out there in the world that would happily like to take advantage of what you're trying to put out here in the world and try to make it seem like it's all about them. Kind of like when all those YouTubers were getting caught up in some stuff and they always say like some sort of philosophical message as a way to alleviate the pain. You know what I mean? As a way for them to be like, you know, I'm a man of many mistakes and I'm learning every day. Respect me for my flaws. Isn't that the most beautiful piece of cringe you've ever seen in your life? Or heard from me, anyway? Like, motherfucker, whoever the hell said that is probably rolling in their grave to this day because you went ahead and used that as a lifeline to save you from some controversy that you did. And then not only that, I never thought I would see somebody on YouTube fake cancer, but I did. I never thought I would see somebody, you know, get caught up in like a scandal dealing with talking to an underage minor about illicit stuff, but that seems to be going on a whole lot ever since EDP got caught. But I don't know, man. It's just really, really sad the way the world is sometimes when it comes to content creating. And then not to mention, like, all the other stupid rules that came into play because AI floating everywhere and stuff. Like, yeah, that those are awful parts of summer, too, I'm telling you about. But hell, that's like any day of the year now. You know? It's really, really shit about things, but there's some people out here that, once again, their ego lets them go ahead and do stupid shit, whereas, like, anybody with common sense would be like, yeah, don't dive into this too much. You see what I'm saying? Or, you know what, at the end of the day, you made a mistake. Why don't you own up to your mistake? No, I'm not guilty, even though there's patterns of guilt showing right here, but, you know, they just do not understand, like, you know, the forum. And the fact that they got caught, and the fact that, hey, guess what, you can either improve from this, or you can double down and try to go ahead and make yourself even more guilty. And they usually take that second one. So, like, you know, as I'm looking through these things, and I'm tossing in a bit of things, it might be a bit of a hosh-posh kind of episode tonight, but it's really a lot to talk about, and it's a lot of the things that I see and stuff like that, and you know, like, even for J360 Radio and stuff like that, the top three shows have been killing it lately. And then not to mention, like, working on trying to get J360 TV flying and stuff. Because the only reason why I was that is, like, when I mentioned about AI earlier, it's like, now, more parts of the algorithm are even more ridiculous these days. Oh, you can't talk about this. Oh, you can't do this. I'm like, first off, I know what the hell I signed up for, and I can talk about any damn thing I want to, considering how many times I put the bill for this shit. The hell are you thinking? And they go ahead and they try to say, like, we're going to censor you right here because you need to learn this. Oh, which, by the way, this is funny. Y'all love this. I got put into Facebook jail not too long ago. Not too long ago, because, you know, there was a movie article, and Brian Cox was out there speaking, like, how the state of cinema is not what it used to be due to Marvel. And, it's the same old argument. Anytime Marvel has something successful, oh, it's ruining cinema. But anytime Marvel is not doing anything successful, we got to this point because of Marvel. So it's like, you know, it's an old man argument because, if anything, the first one that started this was our very, very famous Regis Philbin lookalike. I'm kidding. Martin Scorsese said that. And he came out with that movie, The Irishman, which was a decent film if you're into those kind of films, but it's like, you know, stop blaming Marvel for, like, all these cinema problems. Like, stop blaming Marvel just because, like, superhero movies were a top commodity at the time. I mean, like, going back to Deadpool and Wolverine, it's like, it's not even the plot. It's the idea of that, guess what? You have a movie with two highly respected and idealized characters in it who have history with each other in the comics, and you put them in a movie together, and you got two of the most iconic guys to play as them, that sells itself. It doesn't matter how schlocky the thing's written. You see what I'm saying? That's how they get people in. I mean, nobody gave a damn about Shang-Chi and all the rest of that stuff. I mean, it was a, like, what I'm saying is that, like, you got people coming in off of that. It could be a purely fan service movie, but yeah, that's kind of the point about those Deadpool films, you know? If anything, they made the X-Men movies a lot more enjoyable in their latter day. I will tell you that, because how are you going to make a movie about the Dark Phoenix that nobody liked, and then you're going to go ahead and make it your swan song for your X-Men film series again? Let the damn Dark Phoenix story die. Shit. Like, the only time it was ever really good was during the animated series. And, of course, there's the original story, too, but, like, the animated series was the best adaptation of that. And even then, it's because it didn't have to deal with a lot of that watering down that the live-action movies did. You know? So, like, when I think about it from time to time, it's like, we could have actually not go through that second time again. I'd rather have dealt with, like, the Morlock Massacre or something. You know what I'm saying? But even then, the Morlock Massacre kind of... Didn't that kind of dive into Days of Future Past? I'm trying to get my mindset together because there's this whole X-Men renaissance going on over here, and I am here for it. Especially all the Wolverine love nowadays. It's like, yeah. Yeah, these are things that I understand. So I'm trying to really dive back into that. Not to mention that the Marvel vs. Capcom arcade collection will be coming, well, fighting games collection will be coming soon, and you know my pre-order is set for that. I'm not going to miss out on that, baby. I need that. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's like, you know, some people will be like, well, you know, you could have had an arcade 1-up machine. Fuck that. You know why I say that, though? Because, see, here's the thing about arcade 1-up machines. You have to maintain them. You have to also make sure, like, you have the parts. You have to replace a few things inside of them and all that kind of stuff. Which isn't bad, especially if you own, like, PC and all. But what it is, though, is that, like, I don't know. Is arcade 1-up even doing anything anymore? When I think about it as a company. Like, are they even working on newer stuff? Questionable, right? I think the last thing they did was, like, a pinball machine, but it's not even actual pinball, of course. It's like, digital. So, I don't know. But that's why I say to hell with that, you know? But, oh, man. All I know is that it's good to see that the X-Men have all of this hype behind them, and I'm looking forward to see what the MCU, you know, goes further with dealing with them and stuff. Like I said, I want to see them make stellar work and have something awesome to go out on a high note with, you know, because there's going to be a day where all this stuff is going to be rebooted. There's going to be a second coming. Of course, a lot of us are going to be old as shit by then, but you know, it deserves to have its moment. Whereas, like, if anything else, in terms of cinema, you got quite a lot of stuff that's not doing great in theaters, but they're doing awesome on streaming. As a matter of fact, a lot of movies that flop in the box office at theaters are doing great on Netflix. So, once again, it's just like everything has changed and it's not the same way it used to be now. And, you know, like, the whole movie industry is going through a lot of big changes and stuff. Some that are like, hey, streaming is necessary, and then other things that are not necessary, such as, like, the friggin' AI argument, you know? Like, you would want people to work on movies. You would want people to, like, actual people to be on staff to act in movies, and like there's room for all of this stuff, but not one thing should be the end all be all. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like the whole argument with CGI effects and practical effects. See, for me and my projects, I'm going to use both of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think CGI is good because sometimes you might not have the budget to go to, like, certain places. Sometimes you might not have what you need in order to create it in, like, practical, you know what I'm saying? However, like, if you have practical and CGI working together to sell the overall project of your, you know, what you're working on, then that's fine, you know what I mean? But see, people don't want to hear that shit. They want, like, one side outweighing the other side and people mindlessly agreeing with them and stuff. And I even said something funny about the Brian Cox article, such as, like, well, you know, he didn't have a problem when he was in X2. And then this dork comes along and tries to say, like, 28 years ago, I didn't talk about current day films. I said, so? It's still relevant. buzz off. And then the dude, like, try to do a whole bunch of cussing and all this other kind of stuff, try to reach for the racist remark, and I said, oh, look at you, pussy, you still mad, huh? And he's over there still trying to get all upset and everything, so I already knew I won the argument as soon as he started dropping all the F-bombs and stuff. And it was funny because Facebook decided to go at, much like a school teacher back in the day, would not only go after the person that is doing all of the bullshit, but they would also go after the person that's standing up for themselves. And like I said, you know, I'm a big proponent of standing up for yourself. So, that's how I got put in Facebook jail for a little bit. But here's the funny part. Much like Will Smith getting banned from the Oscars, I really had no punishment at all. I ended up getting like, oh, you can't join a Facebook group and you can't answer like calls. And I was like, whatever. I went over to Discord. I was like, yeah, I'm suffering. He's like, really. These motherfuckers are so arrogant that they think that they're still at the top of the food chain regarding like anything digital. And I think it's really funny that, like, once again, I don't need Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just love it, man. I just love the stupidity of all this stuff because, you know, it's just one way or another. Like, if there was anybody else that really was terminally online, oh, they would feel the pinch of that stuff. You know, on the other hand, it's like, look, if it doesn't have anything to do with J360 Productions or, like, the state of movies or any of that, you know, certain things that the reason why I'm here, pretty much, I don't give a shit, you know? And, like, when it comes to movies, people are like, it's not that serious. Gee, I don't know. If it's, like, an industry I'm passionate about and making money from and something that, you know, I want to go ahead and bring out more variety into, you know, it makes sense to me. Like, I would love to know, like, what's thriving, what's not thriving, like, where the end goal of a movie is going to be at. Like, would it work better on streaming or would it work better through traditional box office? Like, I would like to know that stuff. That is important to me. And, like, I have no problem talking about that sort of stuff. You know, but the problem is there are charlatans and there are, like, armchair experts out here that think they know every damn thing. And while they're on the subject, you know that they know jack shit, and they're just really just trying to get at people all the time because whatever it may be, because this is the internet, you know. It's really, really funny, too. It's kind of like where, like, there are people out there that say, well, you know, he made a podcast about it. I made a radio show about it, you dumb son of a bitch. Podcasts are not aired live. That's radio. Podcast is recorded. But hey, whatever. You know, you just gotta love fucking people, man. You know, and it's just like, what's funny to me is it's kind of like when I'm doing jams and like some people kind of chime in and say like, you know, I was wondering, could you play like other music on there? And I'm like, okay, define other music. And they never say anything. And it's like, once again, I just know what I'm dealing with. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, Jams has not been a one-genre kind of show in years, you know? And like I said, or like, the one time I saw, like, one of them big music producers out there, because almost everybody is one of them tried to say, is there an archive? And I looked at her and I said, I didn't say anything. Because you know why? Do I have to explain it? Because, like, this was funny because I was selling the whole show on one of the outlets that we have. By the way, we are available on Apple Podcasts. So any of y'all that have iPhones, iTunes, or any of that other stuff. Well, iTunes. Boy, that's one. any of y'all that have Apple gear out there, you know, we are on Apple Podcasts. So, like, anytime you can tune into it. But, yeah, I was out there promoting it for, like, one of the channels that I have because you could actually listen through the whole series when I posted on Twitter at the time. And I think I was with Spreaker as, like, the, you know, the platform. And this fool is over here talking about, is there an archive? And it's like, it's right there in front of you. What the hell are you talking about? You know what I mean? I just posted it, for God's sakes. But yeah, I'm letting you guys know on different stories and different takes, and which is ironic because a lot of these kind of things happen in the summertime. Jams 98 is happening tomorrow, and at 10 o'clock on j360radio.mixlr.com. So whoever wants to join in, you can come on in and join in live. If you want to, you can listen to the post game, or you know, you can listen to all of our podcast applications out there. It's just, we are everywhere these days. So 98 episodes of that. I mean, damn near 400 episodes of this program. We are just killing it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, lots of cool stuff happening your way, guys. Oh, but before we deal with anything, by the way, those of you that are listening on Red Circle, the ads will be right here.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
And I gotta say this though, like, oh yeah, that happened too. The big move. Yeah, well, we finally said goodbye to Spreaker for good. You know what, to be honest with you, I'm always gonna give Spreaker its due respect years ago, and this is before the iHeartRadio buyout and everything. Because it was the way that we went live. It was like, you know, a big part of J360 radio history. Even though we started on SoundCloud, we went to Spreaker next. You know, and it just started to change. Like, anytime you get, like, a notice that tells you that, oh, we don't want you to use the live radio application anymore, that's when you know it's time for you to move on. You know what I mean? And they wanted to be like everybody else, man. I mean, the one thing that made them different from other live broadcasting and podcast services they were getting rid of, and I said, there's just no damn way about it. Nope, this is not why I signed up, this is not why I paid that bill for them every year, so I said, fuck it, we're moving to another place, and, you know, Mixlr was right there. You know, here's the thing, I actually was working with Mixlr about the same time I was looking to go into Spreaker, so, you know, it just made sense at the time, and I was like, this will be the new home for J360 Radio, and I took the time to talk to the people at Spreaker, and, you know, my associate Al told me about Red Circle, so everything just kind of worked out better, and not to mention, like, all the shows were in their new season, so they needed to go into, like, another place to be at, so that was, like, one of the best things about, you know, getting over to another host and everything. It just makes sense. And then not to mention, we all just really enjoyed it. I know a lot of people that actually enjoy Mixlr a lot more than Spreaker, and you know, I think one of my associates out there told me that Spreaker was so glitchy for him that he had to listen to the post game, even though he tried so hard to be in there during the lives. But I was like, well, I'm glad you know now, and you ain't gotta worry about it because here we are. You know what I'm saying? So, and then not only that, but like I said in that Mini Bites episode yesterday, the monetization opportunities have just been so sweet, baby. So, you know, it's like, you know, it's just time to move on and not look back, which is like the best thing to do for all this stuff. Like right now, I'm just reflecting on like a lot of things that have happened in J360 radio history that led to this point. I gotta say, like, it's been a fun uphill battle, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love just going ahead, making content, rising above like any sort of difficulty and staying on it. And you know, the thing about it is it all nice? Depending. But it just needed to be done. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I just think like the fact that we made it here and the fact that like, you know, all these episodes are hitting around like the triple digits, like even the powerful is gonna hit the triple digits in about 40 episodes. So it's like shit. Game on, you know? That's just the most beautiful part about all this stuff. It's like all of them are about to hit that. Some of you have asked me what the other two J360 TV shows are going to be, because you already know about Project Conference. Y'all are eagerly awaiting Jams TV 10, which, by the way, it has been announced. It's going to happen in October during the Monster Fest. So I already have 3 videos set. I mean, I got plenty of room for 7 more. Bring it on, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have a lot of fun with this one, guys. Oh, my God. Like, I have it all, like, set for y'all. Ooh, I just can't wait for you guys to experience it with me, you know what I mean? But yeah, you guys know about those shows. The other two shows that are coming in, well, you know about the Power Play, but that's not the other two shows. The other two shows that are coming in, you're just gonna have to wait. I can't tell you right now. You gotta wait until I'm done with it. So yes. Oh, and by the way, for those of you that have been eagerly wondering when to use, like, the hotline, use it anytime. I would actually prefer a lot of y'all to go ahead and use the hotline to, you know, tell us how we're doing, or go ahead and drop some 2 cents on a few things. Or even then, for those of you that are creating something out there, you know what I mean? Take a minute and go ahead and say, like, what you've been working on. A lot of my musical artists out there, this is the perfect time for you. This is a promo for you. You know what I'm saying? Do it in a big way. Don't be shy. Like, speak. That's what this is all about. Engagement is important. And who knows? I may make a few segments here or there where you can go ahead and call in live. Just letting you know. A lot of growth here. And then not to mention, it ain't just for J360 Radio. It's for J360 TV as well. And in case you didn't know that number, that would be 240-903-1634. Okay? Once again, for confirmation, 240-903-1634. Just letting you know how that stuff goes down, man. That's the hotline. Hold on to it. You know what I mean? Talk to J360 Radio sometimes. Leave a voicemail. Like, this is really cool stuff here. Don't want to miss out, you know? Especially when I do, like, you know, special episodes. I've been saying you know a lot, man. Sure. That must mean something. Yeah. I mean, looking back on it, summer has been okay. But I just think that next summer is going to be a lot better. And I'm looking forward to that. And then not to mention, like, you know, Monster Fest was just... Ah, man, it's almost time for Monster Fest. You know what I'm saying? And then hopefully, like, let's see. When are the next big Avengers movies coming out? Oh, wait, I'm part of the problem, right? I shouldn't be talking about, like, any of this stuff happening. Well, I think the Doomsday one's supposed to be next year, right? Right? So, hey, all be revealed, and I guess the Fantastic Four are finally coming into play like they're supposed to, so... Hell yeah, I'm gonna be there. But anyway, that's about all I got for you guys right now. I know it's been a bit of a ramble, but, you know, this is storytelling. And the truth is that, like, I wanted to look back on a few things... while at the same time telling you guys about, like, you know, my perspective of summer 2024. And I'm happy that it's going away. So, yeah, there's the speed run for you. But until then, you guys take care of yourselves. And I hope to see a lot of you during Jams 98 tomorrow. And, you know, while we're at it, you take care until then, okay? This is J-Man signing off. Peace.